Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The survey was a long-time survey that was conducted by the Census Bureau, and it was part of a broader set of surveys that they did called the Current Industrial Reports. They had to make some reductions due to shortage of funding back in 2011, and one of the series of reports that they chose to discontinue was this set of surveys. Since that time, the National Cotton Council actually worked with a coalition of agricultural groups to try to have the surveys reinstated and get funding restored for that, and it was actually through funds going to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service that they've been able to resume the survey, and they're doing this for the cotton consumption as well as some surveys that are going to be related to fats and oilseeds as well as wheat. So this is part of a broader effort of NAS reinstating the surveys.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is really the best indication of the amount of cotton that's consumed by the U.S. textile industry. That's the primary piece of data that this survey will address, as well as the number of stocks that are held in the various warehouses and locations. So it really gives us a more complete picture of the U.S. balance sheet by now being able to add another data source for the U.S. textile consumption as well as the stocks.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're certainly encouraged to see NAS making progress in bringing the survey back online. They will be doing field visits to the recipients of the survey, which will include textile mills and warehouses, sometime in the early fall of 2014. And then right now we expect that the first survey results will be published sometime in the early part of 2015. So again, it's going to provide a critical piece of data that just gives us a better indication of the overall balance sheet for U.S. cotton.